This week we find it in Psalm 133, the entire psalm. A song for ascent to Jerusalem, and it is also known as the Psalm of David. Hear God's word. How wonderful it is, how pleasant when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as a fragrant anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and unto the border of his robe. Harmony is refreshing as the dew from Mount Hermon that falls on the mountain of Zion, and the Lord has pronounced his blessing, even life forevermore. You know, there's a commentary about Psalm 133. Psalm 133 is really about cooperation. Cooperation with one another. Cooperation with God's creation. And one of the most convincing arguments for God creating the universe is the wonderful harmony among all its elements. Even if we could be convinced that a million parts could evolve, how could an intelligent mind believe that all the parts evolved with such amazing interdependence? Such harmony requires the mind of a maker. Well, in the same way, we as people can usually cooperate enough to get the job done. But cooperation that involves unity of spirit achieves a much higher purpose, such as a fragrance. Unity is possible only when hearts are joined at the deeper level. Think about it. Are we satisfied with the mere working relationships, or might we pray for the added benefit of beauty and the unity that God can create between people? Wow. What a wonderful commentary for Psalm 133. Have a blessed day.